Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks magic number drops to 11, and we're still in the month of January, but a 51 spot put up by Chris Middleton. And where are all those conversation points now? Welcome in. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Man, it's been like a week and a half since we did one of these things. Bucks fans, 414-799-1250. Your opportunity to talk about your first place Bucks. They're up all over the place. I mean, we can talk about a 20-point win where they put up 151 tonight. You get yourself with a blowout win against the Washington Wizards. You get a 51 spot from Chris Middleton. You get Eric Bledsoe balling out 11 of 20 and 34 points. And, oh, but you didn't see number 34. Bucks do all of this tonight without Giannis Antetokounmpo out with right shoulder soreness. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, 414-799-1250. If you want to jump aboard, we're going to hear from Sidney Moncrief. The Pro Basketball Hall of Famer will join us coming up here in a little while. But Chris Middleton, goodness gracious, I know the guy has taken a lot of heat in this town. A lot. I know the conversation steers to him quite often. Is he the guy that you want in this spot? Is he the big-time performer that you paid in the paycheck for? Well, tonight is one of the nights that you need to have the performance that you got from Chris Middleton. And 51, a career high, the highest a Buck put up here in the 2019-2020 season, in which they have now won 41 of their first 47 games in 2019-2020. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, and now we hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with a Hall of Famer.
It's time to get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off of I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hit that Great Midwest Bank Hotline and talk to Sidney Moncrief, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, joins us, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, with an opportunity for you to be in a 2019 for $700 payment credit for your first month. Go check them out, Mercedes of Milwaukee North.com. Joining us now is the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Sidney Moncrief. Sidney, appreciate the time as always. 151, 131. I don't know where we'll start, but I guess it got to be with 22 and Chris Middleton, a career high, his first 50-point game of his career.
I guess people are saying, how do you like me now? Was that a dominating enough performance by not only Chris Middleton, but the entire Milwaukee Bucks basketball team? I like the way Ilya Sova started the ball game, though. 7 points doesn't seem like a lot, but I think he got them on the right track, had a lead early, and then Middleton and Bledsoe just filled in the blank. Middleton scored from 3 points. He drove the ball. He pulled up for jumpers. He posted up. His offensive game was so diverse tonight, and he was showing that he is a legitimate all-star basketball player.
Yeah, I thought it was just another good ballot puncher before the ballots actually go in and make it official. He should be a two-time All-Star. And, Sidney, I think the toughest part about it and the thing that can get lost in the equation with Chris Middleton is what he does alongside the best player in the world, I think, is something that cannot be understated. That is not a job. It is not a task. While it's fun to play with good players, and it's got to be even better to play basketball with the best player in the world, that's not necessarily a role that I believe every player in this league is necessarily cut out for.
In the heat of battle, and certainly in the evening, night, twilight, when you're in your bed resting, every player wants to be the best player on the team.
True.
Otherwise, why do you play the game? Mm-hmm. You want to be the best player. When you have to play second fiddle consistently, with a player like Giannis, it's not hard to do because he's such a great human being. And I think Middleton understands that. He understands his value as a basketball player. And so he has accepted that role, but he has also shown that when needed, he's capable of carrying the load.
He's able to. And Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Not only him, but Eric Bledsoe as well. And Eric Bledsoe with 34 tonight, being able to take over that load when Giannis is on the bench. They've been able to do very, very well, but I think, and we talked on Friday after the Bucks finished the game in Paris, there seems to be more that Bucks fans are always asking for and wanting to see Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe in particular be able to do this in the playoffs. Do you think that's something that those guys in the back of their minds also are hoping for and kind of just maybe looking forward to more and more into the future, as this team is right now 11 games away from being able to clinch a playoff berth in January?
The appreciation for how difficult it is to play in a playoff game, especially in a 7-game series where you're scouted a little tighter, everything slows down. It's just difficult. I think they're going to perform well in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to perform at the highest level because the opponents will not allow you to. Even Giannis mm-hmm. is going to probably be taken down a notch or two in the playoffs. But what you have to do is defensively, you have to hold your own to make sure that those points that you're going to miss because teams know you better, they scout you better, you need to make sure you don't give up those same points on the defensive end. And I think that's going to be a huge key for this team in the playoffs.
In the 80s, you guys had such battles in those conferences and being able to be in the seeding race. And I know we talked about you guys having a 60-win year, but you're looking at Boston, Philadelphia pretty much doing the same thing. This Bucks team has got such a lead, Sidney, in the rest of the Eastern Conference. How, as maybe a coach too, and I understand neither any of the teams that you coached were in this situation, but how do you get the team to consistently worrying about getting better and not possibly looking forward to the playoffs?
I don't think that would be a problem with this team, simply because they kind of know what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had a great year, yet we stumbled. We stumbled, obviously, in the conference finals, which is still doing very, very well. You have leadership on the bench and the coaching staff. You have tremendous leadership in Giannis. I just feel they're going to remain focused. They're always having to prove themselves because no one thinks that they're a dominant team. And that's going to keep them pretty much motivated, on their toes. Every team they play against will be playing their best game. That's going to keep them on their toes and playing at a high level. I just don't see them letting up very much.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief here, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, joins us on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Sidney, I do have to ask you, and it's been a tough day, a couple of days here in the basketball community with the passing of a great in Kobe Bryant. What was your first reaction when you saw the news on Sunday?
Of course, I was like most people. When you get to be 62, death is part of life because you see so many people pass that you didn't see when you were 40 and 30, obviously, because you're getting older. But to see someone his age, the impact that he's made on the NBA, it was very, very disappointing and sad to see that he's no longer with us. But his impact will last forever. The thing I love about Kobe Bryant that people – I don't know if people are missing it or not. It's beyond basketball. If you watch how he interacts with his daughters, he appeared to have been a tremendous father. What a great example for fathers throughout this world of how we are to engage and love and take care of our daughters and our sons.
And especially that being a father of daughters has to be something else too. And then it was tough for me, Sidney, as somebody that does not have children and right now is not thinking about that at all. But there's a feeling of, you know, that how just gut-wrenching that must have been with those final couple of seconds and being with your daughter and really just doing, living life is I think the toughest part for me to wrap my head around. These weren't people going to battle. These were not people being on the front lines, our first responders. These were people going to a basketball practice on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, tragedy is all around us. And I think we live in a society that, be it someone is in a car accident or they're murdered or they accidentally hit by a car, it's things that happen through our lives that is so common in our country, in our world. So for me, it was like, wow, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, life can deal those type of cards to us. And I just felt really sad for not only his family, but also the other survivors of the people that were killed, their families. You're talking about a massive, massive grieving that's going mm-hmm. to happen throughout a number of families that is outside of the cameras and outside of the conversation. And my heart was just, it was just really hurting for all the families that were involved.
Sidney Moncrief joining us for just a couple of more minutes here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Just greatly appreciate his time here on a Tuesday night talking Bucks basketball. Sidney, I thought one thing that has come out of the Kobe Bryant situation has been so many players in today's game talking about him being an idol to them growing up and trying to model their game after him. For somebody of your caliber, played so long in the league, did you have a couple of those guys when you were growing up looking up to and trying to model your game after?
I think I was inspired by a number of NBA players. I don't know if I tried to model my game after anyone. I guess David Thompson, he was 6'4". We both could jump. He could jump obviously a lot higher than I could. Dr. J, Bill Russell, the great Celtics teams that I grew up watching, the Knicks teams I grew up watching. I just had a lot of players that inspired me to become a better basketball player by how they played the game of basketball.
At this point in time, so I'm going to have the opportunity to sit down with Steve Novak and Kyle Korver coming up on Thursday, Sidney. I wanted to ask Kyle Korver something about a leadership role that is being really taken upon by him and being documented as well of what he's doing. Is there a way to ask somebody about their leadership ability because I'm trying to find a way to put my hand around it, because I know you as a coach and as a player, obviously players were looking up to you, but is there a different way of approaching it when you're with either college kids or with grown men like this in pro basketball, where you're more just being there to be an aid, right?
And you're being there just to set the example. You're a professional. I think Kyle is a professional in everything he does. If you watch his pregame routine, he does everything with such precision and speed. When he plays in the game, everything is done at such a high level. When he's on the bench, he's engaged. He's watching the game. He's cheering his teammates. Other players see that, and it's contagious, and they want to emulate what he's doing on the basketball court. It's not what you say as much as what you're doing. I think he's a player that certainly puts his words into action when he's on the basketball court, and also when he's preparing for a game or preparing to have practice.
Yeah, sometimes leaders, guys that lead by example and not just what they say, can be the most impactful ones. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Bill, we used to just roll our eyes at guys that would talk a lot. And they thought they were leaders, and they would just run their mouths a lot, but you didn't see any results of what they were doing on the basketball court. You don't really listen to those type players. They're not really leaders to other players, but the young men and young women that go out there and they lead by example, and they're an inspiration to everyone on their basketball team.
We used to call them chihuahuas in the football locker room, Sydney. They squeak a lot. They squeak a lot, but you don't ever see them down into the nitty-gritty of the fight every once in a while.
No, you don't even listen to them. You just roll your eyes, just keep going and doing what you're doing.
Sydney, I appreciate the time tonight. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Bill. Bye.
That's Sydney Moncrief, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, Bucks legend. His number 4 hangs in the rafters at Five Serve Forum, and he gets to join us. And we are joined by him, really. It's a pleasure of mine to be able to talk to a legend like him after each and every game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. 414-799-1250. Bucks fans, Chris Middleton fans, where are you at? This is the night to be celebrating 22, 51 points from Chris Middleton, a career high, and the Bucks go 151 rum on the Washington Wizards tonight. 151-131. They've won 41 games out of 47 played. And we're back after this on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
A season high for the Bucks on a flush. 51 for Middleton.
That's Jim Paschke, Fox Sports Wisconsin. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out after the Bucks get a 151-131 W over the Washington Wizards, who, just talking in the break here with Mayor Mitch, look like, I mean, they look like a group of 35-year-old dudes at the Y that nobody has any business playing defense. Maybe I'm wrong on that analogy. Maybe it's like the 15-year-olds playing at the Y that don't play defense. Usually the 35-year-old guys are the ones that play too much defense with like the full knee sleeves, padded elbow sleeve, because they know that they go down on their humerus. It's going to be a pretty tough night for them. Don't worry about it. 151-131, 51 dropped, a career high by Chris Middleton. He was 16 of 26 from the floor, and we're going to hear from Cash as he caught up with Zora Stevenson after the game here momentarily. 414-799-1250. Bucks fans, Chris Middleton fans, where are you at? Chris Middleton haters. Not many of them tonight, or are there still? Eric Bledsoe conversation coming up alongside Chris Middleton, because I think the two coincide, especially when you look at and you try to quantify a night like tonight, rank and file it down with the performances that you want from these dudes. Which one's more impactful? Which one's more important? And immediately early on in the game, you could tell that it was a special night for both of them. Giannis does not play tonight with right shoulder soreness. All indications point to Giannis will be good to go Friday night when the Nuggets are in town for an 8 o'clock tip. But when you have both of these guys, and Middleton and Bledsoe, both signed to lucrative contracts. Chris Middleton is in a different stratosphere, reigning all-star, all of that, and all the accolades that go to it. There's been a groundswell of disappointment in the contract offered by the Bucks, and Bucks fans have gone at it multitude of times, and a ton of times we've had the conversation on here of, should they pay Chris Middleton? Should they not pay Chris Middleton? Did they pay Chris Middleton too much? No, I don't think so. Yes, I do. You're into the contract, and this year you're 47 games in, and Chris Middleton has done what everybody said he wouldn't. He got better. He's having a better season than he did ever before in his career. And while the point total might be different, look at the 30 per 36. And when you also take into the account the opportunities given and the opportunity had, the minutes played is the biggest one. All of his percentages are up. The play is better than it's ever been. So while you look at the age and you say, this is what the former second round pick Chris Middleton is, that's all it's going to be. Year two in the Bud system has obviously proven that Chris Middleton had more to gain. He had more talent to tap into. Then you go on to the other hand with Eric Bledsoe. I think that's closer to a finished product with Eric Bledsoe. But there have also been nights where you look and say, I didn't see that out of him last year. This is a dude that averaged over 20 a game in multiple different places. He was the best player on the Clippers when he was there at one point. He was the best player on the Suns, hard not to be. But he's been that number one guy. Now he gets to be the number three. And while the numbers aren't the 21 that he put up in Los Angeles, it's because the offense isn't tailor-made to that. The game and the style, the system, doesn't necessarily breed that kind of output or demand that kind of output from that player. But in a night like tonight, you're able to see that you can still tap into that, albeit against a 15-30 Washington team. So in a night like tonight, I think understandably so, you still get the conversation points and the people that want to say, I need to see these dudes do it in the playoffs. So are you more confident that you see the big-time performances from Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton in the playoffs this season? You've seen both play better at points throughout 2019-2020. I'd argue Chris Middleton, for the entirety of 2019-2020, has played better than he has in his career. But there's still more to gain. There's still leaps to be had. There's still bigger moments to shine in. When you do it against a team that's under 15 games under 500, the side eye does come, understandably so. But are you more confident that you see the big-time performance from a Chris Middleton, from an Eric Bledsoe in the playoffs here this year right now? 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Anaheim and say hi to Vincent. Vincent, what's on your mind, man? You think these two are going to step it up in the playoffs this year?
Hey, man, you know, you never know. I just like to see that they kind of showing people that, hey, you know, you're kind of earning that money. You know what I mean? You got to do it by step
sure.
by step. There's always going to be people going to be like, hey, they shouldn't have paid them that. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? But I like to see it, man. He got 51. I can't believe he did it to my Bullets. So I'm a Bullets fan because of Jordan, you know. Shout out to Jordan. But, man, you beat down my Bullets, man. I thought they were going to put up a better fight, but especially if Giannis not there. But that's what people want to see. You know, as a fan of a team, you want to see the two guys, the number two, number three guy, step it up. I mean, I think a better game, of course, you know, Middleton. You know, he's proven all those doubters. I think
right.
one of y'all callers said that, you know, Middleton will never have a 50-point game in a meaningful game, and that was a meaningful game. Y'all kept the lead. Y'all destroyed, the Washington Wizards and all that. So do I think they're going to show up in the playoffs? Maybe, man, because they got whooped. You know, my Raptors got to y'all. You know, made everybody, even your fan base, think that these guys weren't good enough. So I think they know in the back of their mind when it comes playoff time, they got to, you know, put it put it to that extra gear and get it done. But you never know, man. So I know, but that's good for Middleton. All the Middleton haters out there, hey, he is what he is, man. You want Julius Randle instead? Who you want? You know, name some other, you know, not so good player. You know,
right? And yeah. Vincent, I appreciate it, man. And I feel like that name has always been Bradley Beal. Like for the last 2-3 years, when you started to see the ascent of Giannis, it was always, well, there's this Bradley Beal is way better than Chris Middleton, man. Puts up way more. And before it was the point guard. Guys, you got to go get a guy like Bledsoe, man. That dude can penetrate the lane like nobody else on this team. And I think fans are always trying to build a perfect team, and I like that. I do. Because that's what fantasy sports have done to us. You have the opportunity to have living, breathing characters in the palm of your hands and be able to, you know, play that they're able to be interchangeable into a lineup. And while that can be true at certain points, it can also, dare I say, mess with the camaraderie, the swag of a team, the culture of an organization. I don't know if we're seeing just the overall growth of Chris Middleton as a basketball player, but the growth into the system with Mike Budenholzer, I think, is evident in what you've seen in the first 47-odd games in 2019-2020. Are you more confident now that you see this performance in the playoffs? Joel's on the south side. He's up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Joel, what's on your mind tonight, man?
What's up, Billy? I'm not necessarily confident in Bledsoe. I am confident in Middleton that he can step it up from last year. But let's provide some context for this game. The Wizards are the worst defensive team in the NBA.
100%.
So 51 points, that's none to slouch at, even against the worst defensive team. That's a good game. But of the four highest scoring first halves this year, three of them were against the Wizards. And so that's some context. Now, back to Bledsoe. I think if the goal this year was to win a championship, the Bucks would make a deal, and I think they'd put Bledsoe in there and try to upgrade. But the goal isn't to win a championship. The goal is to keep Giannis. And Giannis, he's a loyal guy. He loves the Bucks. That's his family. And the Bucks know that. And so they're not going to do anything to disrupt that. Can the Bucks win a championship with this team? Yes, of course. But they're right there with the Lakers, the Clippers, and there's some other teams that are behind them. If mm-hmm. they make a move, they'll be right there with the Bucks. So I just think that Bledsoe worries me because he has struggled in the playoffs. And so that's why I think if the Bucks wanted to win a championship this year, they would package him with someone else and a pick. But they won't. I think they'll just ride it out.
Appreciate it, Joel. And it's a real catch-22 in the situation. Because you can go and try to go all in with a different move, but there's only been two teams to achieve a 70-win season, and you're on pace to do that. Like, these opportunities, these types of groups don't come around very often. And while you may be able to improve at a certain position, does it improve the overall organization, the overall team? It's difficult to say once you get into those moments. But we all look at postseason basketball in a different light, in a different way, because we've seen postseason basketball be different than regular season games. Leaving the game tonight is Rob. Rob, you're up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show.
Joe brings up the best point because he says, hey, is the point to win a championship or is it to keep Giannis? And now we're going to keep Giannis happy. But I think those are one and the same, right? Like winning
sure.
a championship and keeping Giannis happy. Back to the game tonight, I think one of the biggest things for me takeaway from the regular season is generally it hasn't mattered a lot. And this game tonight mattered for me because we got a chance to see those players that are secondary to Giannis take a primary role, and they really showed up, you know. So
big time.
If we want to step back and be like, oh, what's an indicator for postseason success? There aren't a lot during the regular season. There really aren't. But if we're going to look and try to find one, tonight feels like an indicator, right? And Middleton especially, and Bledsoe for that matter, showed up huge. I mean, we were sitting there and we're like, man, it feels like, and then obviously the Wizards are a horrible defensive team, but it feels like they're getting whatever they want. And that was a really fun feeling, especially without Giannis being that gravity that he is on offense. So my takeaway is, look, this team has a chance to be great when the players outside of Giannis are great, and they were great tonight. And that's a really good thing to see.
Appreciate it, Rob. That's a really, really good point. Those are great points that Rob brings up. When you talk about a great team, it's what do you do and what can you do when your top guys aren't playing as such, when your top guys aren't on, right? When the Bucks are going to lose most times that Giannis has his worst game. We all know that. Giannis doesn't play well, this team usually loses games. Same for any team that LeBron has been on for the last two decades. For the most part, the Miami Heat when Dwayne Wade was there. Like, you look at great teams, when their MVP caliber player does not play well, for the most part, you lose that game. You punt those. But it's nights like this when your star player is out, doesn't impact the game at all, and you're able to get those types of numbers from guys that you do want to see in those games. And yes, the Washington Wizards guys are just god-awful. They're bad. They're very, very bad. And you want to talk about guys that don't play defense? That's Bradley Beal. Now, does he score? Dude can put it up, and he did tonight. A lot of the work from the foul line, but Bradley Beal had 47 in tonight's game, 13 of 31 shooting, but 17 of 18 from the charity stripe. Bucks able to beat the Wizards by 20. Got dicey into the third quarter, into the fourth quarter. It got down to 7 at a certain point after a 41-point outburst by Washington in the third period, but the Bucks were up 30 at the break, and there was no issues in tonight's game. Bucks put up with Chris Middleton 51. They score 151, and we're back with more after this on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks win tonight 151-131. 151, that is the start of one of my favorite songs, 151 Rum. Don't ask what the rest of it is, because although it is 10:05 on a Tuesday night.
I know that song very well.
Yeah, it is 10:05 on a Tuesday night. The FCC still doesn't like the way that comes back on the hook. Chris Middleton drops 51 tonight, 16 of 26, 7 of 10 from downtown. No Giannis, right shoulder soreness, but all indications from Coach Bud earlier today point to Giannis being all good to go once we hit the game Friday night against the Denver Nuggets. But 414-799-1250, 34 from Eric Bledsoe. Don't want to forget that one as well. Do nights like tonight give you more confidence, and also the rest of what you've seen this year, give you more confidence you see Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton perform in the playoffs this time around? Let's go out to Phil in Cedarburg. He's up at 414-799-1250. Phil, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this is a legit. We have legit three all-stars on this team. Bledsoe, Middleton, they deserve to make it with Giannis. And the point I wanted to make, though, was you were talking about should they make three. You know, there's no guarantee a trade is going to make your team better. It might make your team worse. It might ruin the chemistry.
Sure.
I think the guy we brought in last year, I know people were sort of excited. I don't think he helped us one bit. In fact, I think he may have hurt our chemistry in our team. He didn't help us win one game in the playoffs.
Yeah, Mirotić was not good. And I mean, even not even just the chemistry, Phil. I mean, when you look at it, when that guy's on the floor, and he was a sieve during the playoffs.
He's supposed to be this great shooter. He wasn't even a good shooter. If you look at his 3-point shooting average, it was below average, I believe. And you know, the one series where if he could have stepped up, he could have helped us was against Toronto, and he was horrible. You know, so I don't really want to bring a guy in that's going to take minutes away from somebody else we have on this team, because I like all these guys we got on our team.
Appreciate the call, Phil, and the rest of. The team is deep, and the depth and the bench of this team is always going to be one of the strengths, right? Like, the auxiliary pieces are going to be a strength of the team because that's how it's built. It's built for depth. It's built for shooting around that's universally removable, right? Interchangeable, I think, is the word that really I'm looking for there. You got interchangeable pieces around the best player. If you got guys that can shoot, you got guys that can shoot. Can this guy defend a four? Can this guy defend a three, a five, whatever? A lot of these guys can guard other guys that may be taller, maybe bigger, may play a different position. But do you have a stable base that's going to be able to withstand the runs and be able to make your star player better? That's the ultimate question. And when you have two guys that you also believe can be stars, can be all-stars, Chris Middleton most likely going to be a second one this year, a second time all-star back-to-back years, you start to feel like there's growth outside of those guys. I think Chris Middleton has gotten better this year. And whether that means that he can shoot from 18 feet away, cleaner off the baseline, I don't know. But I think he's gotten more comfortable in his role. And I think ultimately when you are confident in your role, when you're confident in your ability, and you're confident in your opportunity, a lot of times success follows that. But do you believe that these guys are more successful come playoff time this year? Rams on the north side. Ram, you're up on the fan. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, baby C.
What's up, dude?
I don't want to stir up your Twitter world, but some people say I come to pee on the parade.
Don't worry about it. I know it's coming. It's all good.
Yeah, and I gotta tell the truth though, man. I'm an old school guy, man. And I don't come from the PS4 NBA 2K.
I also wouldn't like it if you changed up, Ram, because if you started going on another side, that would mean that you were a phony, and I know that you're not going to be a phony.
No, I can't.
That's what I like. That's what I like.
But okay, when you talk about this game tonight, you're playing a team that's 15 games under 500, and you give up 131 points. You're supposed to sit on them. They're not even supposed to get 100.
But, you've played ball, and when you're up 30 at half, it's hard to play defense.
Nah, man. The great teams that you mentioned, the Bulls and all these other teams, they play deep. They get stops. And Bill almost had 50. He went to work. He probably could have had 60.
He also went to the foul line and pretty much all night long was shooting free throws.
Yeah, but when you get people in foul trouble, that means you possibly going to take people off the court.
Okay, that's true.
That means every time.
Sure.
When I was taught, in the game, you try to get the team in foul trouble in the first half, the first half of the quarter you're in. So then every time they foul towards the end, you're going to the free throw line. So somebody going to free throw. So that means you're stopping the clock and you add points. So that makes sense.
But if I've been in this side too, and I always grew up with this, if I'm the best player on the floor on this team, I see the other guy on that team and he's the best player, I got to out-duel him. And Chris Middleton was the best player on the Bucks team tonight, and he out-dueled Bradley Beal.
But what happened in Charlotte?
What happened in Charlotte?
I mean, 14 points.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'm just saying. Now,
sure.
We got a game coming up. Denver's not going to be like this game. They coming with it.
They just got worked tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, but they got some pieces. They got Michael Porter. I mean, they got some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're picked to be the team possibly to come out of the West. So what I'm saying is, do we need another piece? Yeah, we do.
Appreciate it.
I say this. You're talking about you're going to make it to the finals, right?
That's the goal, yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's the goal.
We have to be real about it then. I mean, because, you know, playoff basketball is a little different than the regular season.
100% it is. 100% it is. And I appreciate it, Ram. We got more. But other shots that I saw Chris Middleton hit tonight, that 18-foot turnaround jump shot, that's a playoff shot. I see that shot being able to be had come half-court offense style. Like, that's the part of growing in the system that I've seen from guys on this team. Last year, the hot buzzword was, or buzz phrase, whatever you want to say, Mike Budenholzer doesn't like when you shoot mid-range jump shots. He doesn't want these guys shooting mid-range jump shots. He's told these guys, don't shoot mid-range. Well, but if you're open from 18 away, go get a bucket. And we've had that conversation on the Big Show all the time. Sure, the philosophy is threes are better than twos. But does that mean you don't take one? No. Especially if you're open and you're knocking them down. And Chris Middleton was knocking it down from the mid-range tonight. En route to 51, a career high for Chris Middleton. Let's go to Tom in Greenfield. He's up on the fan. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, dude.
this is the first time I've ever called in. I heard you rep the 151 rum, pineapple juice.
Yes, sir.
I was going to call in and talk about Middleton and how good he was, but on hold, I heard that's what you guys have been talking about all night. I really just wanted to call in and see where you guys were going to be like, or what you guys thought about him making the All-Star game, which obviously everyone's pretty high on him right now. He's scoring 51 points, 7 of 10 from the three-point line. But where do you think that Bledsoe might come in on the voting? I mean, he had a pretty big game tonight. I know he's going to have to keep it up for the foreseeable future if he wants to get into the All-Star game. But do you think he has a chance for it?
I appreciate it, Tom. I think he might, but I'm honestly not. I wouldn't hold my breath to it. I just think there's a lot of good point guards in the East.
A lot of good point guards.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the toughest part. And the worst part about what you mentioned earlier with the song, Tom, I'm actually allergic to pineapple juice. So I have to amend it when I actually hit through it.
That sucks for everyone. You know, sometimes, you know, not a lot of people like pineapple, but, you know, great song anyways. Great song anyways.
Appreciate it, Tom. 414-799-1250. He drops off, opens up a spot for you on the fan. There's so many good point guards in the East. There's a bunch. It would be tough for me to put Bledsoe in there. Do I believe that he's an all-star caliber player? Yes. I just don't know if he makes it through the voting with the kind of guys that are in the Eastern Conference, just to be completely honest with you. Andre's on the north side. He's up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Andre, what's happening? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, man. Graham called his show a lot, but he tripping tonight, dude. I mean, dude. What?
Tell me why.
If you think Middleton, if you still hating on Middleton, that's your problem, not his. I mean, what did you expect this team to do? They came out and literally destroyed this team without Giannis.
Yes.
Chris Middleton, low-key, as good as anybody in the East, man. The dude is a great player. The dude plays all-around basketball. He's a great defender. He's a good defender. He's a great shot maker. He's probably the best shot maker we have.
Yes, he is. I would agree with that for sure. Yep.
He can get a shot anywhere on the court. He can post up. He rebounds. He a good passer. Like, what are these people still hating on this dude for? I don't get it. This team this year can win a title with the team they have right now.
Andre, can I tell you why I think people still hate on him? Because people hate to be wrong, and they don't want to admit it.
Well, man, but the numbers –
The numbers bear it out. He's played much better this year than he ever has in his
chemistry,
career.
The chemistry bears it out. His teammates love him. What more do you want from this dude?
I totally agree.
This year is the year, man. This is the year they got to get it.
Do you believe they get it done, Andre?
Yes, dude. They got to get it this year. This is the year to get it. They can do it with this team, no trades.
I appreciate it. I totally agree. And appreciate the call, man. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Yep.
There's no reason to say that you don't believe they can get to the NBA Finals and win it. There's a part of me that, following the weekend that we've just had, there's a big part of me that believes they are no longer the favorite, because I believe in all the external motivation that can carry momentum through to see incredible feats be done. We've seen it in numerous sports. We've seen it across entertainment, sports, whatever it is. Just look at the last, like, 15 championships across pro sports. There's a tragedy. A lot of times the title follows. There's not much that is going to stop the Los Angeles Lakers, in my eyes, in the next 5 months. Not much is going to stop LeBron James in the next 5 months, who, oh, by the way, is most likely and should finish second to Giannis in the MVP. If you haven't noticed, LeBron's having a pretty damn good year, and he's done it a totally different way. Leads the league in assists. LeBron James, who 10 years ago became the most dominant power forward in basketball when he was in Miami, and now he's a leading facilitator across the league with another top five player. Like, that Lakers team is incredible. Now, the Bucks beat them on their home floor, and we get another opportunity to see that game unfold later on this year. But after the situation and then the Kobe Bryant news, that Lakers team is one that I'm very, very scared of for the rest of the year. And LeBron James is a man on a mission that I'm very, very nervous about for the rest of the year. But this Bucks team, expect them to be in the finals. Expected them to be in the finals after night one. I expected them to be in the finals after, whatever, August 1st of this year. When I found out that I was going to be doing this postgame show, I said, sweet. I'm going to get to do a postgame show for an NBA finals game. Everyone looked at me and said, all right, dude, don't jinx it. No, I'm good. This team's the best team in the East. I expect that they finish and complete the job like the best team in the East. Do you see more nights like tonight as motivation, or does it add to a belief that Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe are able to do this come playoff time? Let's go out to Oak Creek and bring Greg onto the program. Greg, you're on the fan. What's going on tonight?
Hey, guys. I just real quickly just want to say I hear these people call in about trading Bledsoe, and that's fine. I'm a big Bledsoe fan, but all I really want to say is when you call in, have a plan of who you're trading for, because you better have a point guard better than Bledsoe. And do not bring the name of Chris Paul, because I watched that matchup earlier in the year, and Bledsoe owned him.
Well, Greg, and I'm going to let you finish, and I appreciate it, but I think also with the Eric Bledsoe thing, you also have to find somebody that's going to play well on both ends of the floor. There's not many point guards that are going to be able to play the type of defense that he does.
At his cost, too.
Yeah, $17 million, not that crazy.
So that's all I really wanted to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Greg. Don't be a stranger. Don't be a foreigner, as my boys Chuck and Bart say on the morning show. That starts at 6 tomorrow morning. But Ryan Horvath's going to kick off our coverage of Bucks basketball coming up tomorrow at 5 a.m. We are live at 5 here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels from Radio Row. Maybe not as much Bucks talk with Bill Michaels this week, because he's at the Super Bowl and he's talking to dudes like Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, and just a cast of other thousands of guys. So we'll have a lot of more Bucks conversation on the station tomorrow as well. It starts at 5 with my man Ryan Horvath, Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels showing, obviously, us from 2 to 6 on the Wendy's Big Show. But I don't know if the Bucks have been somewhat overshadowed, because it's tough to do that when you're on a historical pace, but maybe just taken for granted. I'll explain next at the Big and Safe Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on The Fan. But first, before a timeout, guys, I got to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors and the ability that you have to make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today. And what that means is it's going to save you money, but it's also going to keep you warm. How? By making your house and your home more energy efficient, and stop losing money that's going out the door in your heating bill as you're trying to heat your house, because it's brutally cold in the city of Wisconsin. I just saw a Snapchat or a screenshot on Twitter. One of the meteorologists in town thought that it would be fun to remind us that last year today started the 3-day polar vortex with 7 inches of snow. So 7 inches of snow, and then the regular temperature dropped for the next like 48 hours to like negative 10 degrees. Now don't worry, that's not happening here the next couple of days. Actually, it's going to be quite mild. But when it's cold outside, you heat your home. It's just what you do. And you don't want that heat to leave. You don't want it to escape out leaky windows and let all the cold air in. Guys, don't let the warm air leave your home. Instead, call Pella Windows and Doors today and have them drop off just a great packet. Or also just stop in by their new Pella Windows and Doors of Experience Center out in Brookfield off Blue Mound Road. Then they can tell you about the 10-year 2.99% APR financing. 10-year APR. 10-year 2.99% APR financing. I don't know where I'll be in 10 years. Could be dead for all I know. But you also have 18 months if you don't want to go 10 years, 2.99% APR financing, instead you just need a little bit of cushion money-wise, no interest financing for up to 18 months on approved credit and qualified installations. Guys, Bella Windows and Doors, simplifying your life. They measure, manufacture, install, service, back their own windows with a limited lifetime warranty, and even better than bank financing, with 9 different styles of Pella windows and doors to choose from. I don't know why you haven't called them yet, but if you are believing that your home needs a little bit of renovations and maybe just a little bit of updates, the windows are the number one thing that you want to take care of, because it can also save you money and make your home look better, feel better, and be more sustainable for the rest of your life. Stop in today. Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. We're going to be back after this. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez, Mike Budenholzer, and Chris Middleton. Don't go anywhere. You got the fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
First, I want to give out the Chevy MVP of the night. I know everyone's stunned. It's going to be Chris Middleton. Dude had 51, the first 50-point game of number 22's career, and it comes at the expense of the Washington Wizards. 151, the Bucks put up on the Washington Wizards. They give up 131. That's a 20-point differential, and that, my friends, is a cover of the 11.5. Now joining us here inside our beautiful Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios, mobily, is our guy Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel, JS Online. Matt_Velasquez, how you follow him on Twitter. Matt, appreciate it, man. Welcome back from Paris. And you are welcome back by the Chris Middleton show tonight.
Man, that was something else. That was incredible. Just the way that he was doing all kinds of stuff out there. He was, you know, dropping guys to the floor on three-pointers, you know, doing those turnaround jumpers, mid-range shots galore. You know, obviously that dunk at the end, it was a lot flashier than the Chris Middleton I think
yes.
all of us are used to, but still pretty subdued. Like, I don't know, like Dante DiVincenzo was saying in the locker room, he was like, man, like I thought like Blood had more points than he did, and then I looked up and I was like, oh, you have 48? Like, oh, keep going. Like, it was, you know, it was just Chris. Like, you know, it was him doing his stuff, you know, and Bud was a little surprised that Chris still had a little bit of juice left in his legs for that dunk at the end. You know, but Chris didn't know if he had it in him either, but he willed his way up there, and the whole place at Pfizer Forum was going nuts, chanting his name. It was a fun time.
Well, we were doing a show here inside the studio, so I didn't listen to the call of the first, like, 15 minutes of the game, and then as I was watching throughout the first half, I had the same feeling as Don did what you just said. I thought Bledsoe had more than Middleton did going to half. He's got 28, Bledsoe had 22, and you were looking at a 50-burger between the two guys filling in for the MVP who was out tonight. Both were tremendous, but Eric Bledsoe, too, jump-starting this team right away from the jump.
Yeah, I thought he was great. I mean, you know, he had 8 points in that first quarter. Obviously, Middleton had 9, but Middleton did it on three threes, and Bledsoe was kind of mixing in a whole bunch of different things, really making his presence felt, attacking rebounds, you know, dishing out assists. You know, he was really putting his fingerprints all over that game, and he got hot really early in the second quarter. I think he had like back-to-back and ones, one on kind of like a, you know, mid-range shot, like kind of further away in the paint, and then one right at the rim. You know, the Wizards were maybe flirting with like making things a little bit closer or interesting or whatever, and you know, Davis Bertans was making threes and stuff, but Bledsoe was just like, no, I'm just gonna like get inside and do my thing. And that's going to be fine. He had 14 points in that second quarter. He was playing really well. And Middleton, because he started out 6-for-6 on threes in that first half, you know, goes into half with 28, as you mentioned. But I thought Bledsoe was really good, just hustling all over the court, making his presence felt. Just really impressive night from him. That obviously gets overshadowed, but it's, you know, obviously his best friend on the team. I don't think he minds it too much getting overshadowed by him having a career night in the way he did it.
Yeah, that was just incredible. Talking to Matt Velasquez here after the Bucks go 151 rum on the Washington Wizards, 151-131.
Ooh, I like
the
final.
You like that? Pineapple juice doesn't work for me, though, Matt. I'm actually allergic.
Well, you know, 151 rum by itself is fine.
It definitely is. It definitely is, and it finishes out the sentence even more when it just goes straight by the bottle. The Night Tonight, though, by Chris Middleton, when you cover this team every day, you're around these guys all the time. There's got to be a sense of, like you just said with Eric Bledsoe, just being happy for the dude. I'm seeing Wesley Matthews posting on Instagram about it. There's certain guys that a team just loves to see do well. This team genuinely, I think, loves to see everybody succeed on the crew. But for Chris Middleton, a guy that does take so much criticism publicly and is always questioned, it feels like, for whatever reason, do you believe that these guys maybe take some more credence and some more excitement in a night like tonight for Middleton?
Oh, they loved it. They absolutely loved it. I mean, when he dribbled Troy Brown Jr. to the ground, the bench was going insane. When he made that three, everybody's jumping up and down, going nuts. They loved the dunk. They were just kind of riding him all night, enjoying what he was doing. And then after the game, they have a bunch of guys, Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, getting him with water bottles while he's trying to do the post-game interview. And then George Hill comes out of nowhere with the full Gatorade cooler, dumping it on him. He was intent. I asked him, like, hey, like, George, how's it feel to actually, like, connect on one of those? Sometimes you can't sneak up on a guy. He goes, oh, I was going to connect on that for sure. Like, I was going to get that. Like, he goes, there's no way he was going to get away from me. And they were having fun with it. They were enjoying it. Like, this is somebody who they know how hard he grinds, how hard he works. They know that he has been questioned before. Chris knows he's been questioned before, and he's used it as fuel. Bud kind of succinctly, summed it all up when he said, he thinks that Chris is underrated. He doesn't know why. He's just kind of glad that Chris is on their team. And, at the same time, he thinks that people who know basketball know how good Chris is. And I think that's kind of the statement that really reverberates on a night like this.
The Bucks' magic number now, Matt, goes down to 11 after the win tonight for a playoff spot to be locked up for this crew. It's incredible to think that we're even able to count it down in the middle of or at the end of January. But this start, the ability for them to continue moving forward. Now, nights like tonight where Giannis does not play, obviously the intensity is going to be high. But do you ever get a sense that this team is looking ahead to the playoffs and just at some point could get complacent with just the amount of regular season success?
I don't know that would be the case. I think they have so many guys on this team who are really good, right? You go to the bench, even when you have the starters out, and that unit has played well. And even if they are trying to rest guys later in the year, that's the group that's still going to be playing, a group that, like, has really built some chemistry together and plays hard, and, they're trying to prove something and demonstrate something on their own. I think that this is just not how they're built. The leaders of this team, Giannis and Chris and Bledsoe, these are guys who they don't want to lose. Like, they don't want to lose multiple games in a row. They don't want to lose, be on a losing streak. They don't want to, fall into any type of bad habits. They want to take all the good stuff and keep it going into the playoffs. And, like, I don't think they're necessarily going to try and, like, push for, like, 70 wins or anything like that. They're going to try and be prudent about the way they handle the schedule. But they're on a incredible ride, and no one wants to be the one who slows that down or does anything to mess that up. They want to keep it rolling, and they obviously have a tougher game now. The Wizards aren't the best team in the league. They have the worst defense in the league. They are who they are, but they have the Nuggets coming in on Friday, and I think everybody on the team will get up for that game because it's one of the better teams in the West, and they want to be able to prove themselves against the best teams. So there's no complacency there.
Yeah, that game on Friday night is going to be a lot of fun with Denver coming into town. Now, Denver does fall tonight to Memphis, but that's a definitely much improved Memphis Grizzly team as they're finding themselves right now fighting for the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Matt, final thing for you tonight. Biggest story in all of sports, biggest story really across the country nationwide, the passing of Kobe Bryant. What was your reaction? Where were you when you found out the news on Sunday?
Yeah, so I didn't fly back on Saturday when the Bucks flew back from Paris. I actually flew back on Sunday, and so I had a layover in Dublin, and then I took off from Dublin, and I had no idea because at that time it hadn't happened yet. And so I was in the air for 7-8 hours. I land, and the first thing that shows up on my phone is an alert from the Journal Sentinel saying that Kobe Bryant had died in a helicopter crash. And then I see an alert from NBA.com, and I see a whole bunch of texts coming through. And I was sitting next to a woman who actually was from Milwaukee. And I, you know, we hadn't talked for the later half of the flight very much. And I just kind of dropped my phone. I said, you know, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. She's like, what? I told her what happened, and she was blown away. And I started to find out more details, and you know, I'm just, you know, shocked. And I was at a loss for words. And you know, obviously I've been following it like everybody else has. It's just everywhere around you, and it's just every detail gets sadder and sadder the more you learn about it, and the more you hear. And the more you look back at kind of his life and the things that the tributes and people, things that people are doing. So yeah, it's just been hard. And obviously going to Bucks practice yesterday and talking to Bud and Ersan and Giannis about Kobe was really difficult. You don't, it's a position that, you know, it's part of my job to ask questions of those people
right.
in that time, but you see that they're grieving, and like, you don't want to push, like, you know, it's, you want to just let them say what they want to say
mm-hmm.
and kind of move on, because it's absolutely hard, you know, for all of them, and for any of us who are basketball fans, you know, it's hard for us too.
Well, and frankly, too, I wanted to give you guys a lot of respect, and you guys did a great job handling it yesterday. I also thought you guys on the Milwaukee Bucks beat did a great job handling those conversations that are difficult to do when you guys had to have the conversations about Giannis losing his father and the passing that he went through and the loss that he suffered with the death of his father. You guys did a great job being able to, while give space and allow them to grieve, also knowing, and they know that you have a job to do as well, like you just said. You do have to talk about it, but it's obviously a very sensitive subject to talk to a guy like Giannis about, because it was obvious that he meant, and Kobe meant, a lot to him. And Giannis obviously not playing tonight, but the Bucks do not need him in a 151-131 victory. Matt, appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Friday night after the Nuggets come to town. As you said, one of the best teams in the West. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, glad to be here. It's been too long.
No doubt about it, man. It has been too long. I got on the air tonight, and I'm like, I forgot how this works. I forgot how this show goes. It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, it's wild. Let's get back in the saddle. Let's start rattling off some games and get back to it.
And we'll do that up until the All-Star break. That's Matt Velasquez. Appreciate it. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, and right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, Matt Velasquez joins us after each and every Bucks game. And they win at 151-131 tonight. 51 from Chris Middleton. Hear from him. We'll also hear from Mike Budenholzer as well. It's Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, right here on the Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. 51 from Chris Middleton. The story tonight, Mike Budenholzer gotta like that when his team goes 151 rum on the Washington Wizards. 151-131 the final. Coach Bud after the game on The Fan.
You know, built a kind of pretty big lead, and not a great third quarter, but good just overall coming off the trip, and just a special night for Chris Middleton. So 51 on 26 shots is impressive. And, you know, we kind of needed him. It got to 8, I think, at one point in the fourth quarter. So phenomenal effort by Chris and the group.
So often we talk about, oh, wow, Chris is great, but kind of a quiet night. There was nothing quiet about tonight. Just how cool is it for you guys to see him have a night like this and kind of get everyone to celebrate him?
Yeah, no, it's great. He just, you know, he got in a rhythm, you know, pretty early, and just, you know, looked like every shot he was taking was, I think he was 9-for-10 at the half, and, you know, it was just coming off his hand well. He had a good pop, good bounce, you know, and I think everybody's feeding him, playing off of him, celebrating him. He's such a good player, such a good teammate. You know, it's great to see him have a night like this and everybody enjoy it.
Were you expecting that dunk for 51, or was that a little bit of a surprise?
Oh, was that his last two? Yes, I would. Yeah, don't tell him, but yes, I was surprised.
I mean, you mentioned the 26 shots, but we always talk about how unselfish he is, but it still felt like he could have taken more shots, or he's in situations to take more shots. He had 49 points and he could have pulled up, and he had the little bounce pass to Brook for the layup. Do you still think that this is a guy that is severely underrated around the league because of how unselfish he is and how willing he is to share the ball with his teammates?
I mean, I just think he's underrated. Why he's underrated, I don't know that those are the reasons. That may be part of it. He's a very, nuanced, and he can sneak up on you on how he gets his baskets. And so I think the rest of the league is appreciating him more and more. And, the success of the team, his individual performances. I think, people that understand the sport know how good he is, and at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how he's rated. As long as he's with us, that's all we care about.
You had a different form of a dynamic duo tonight because Bled comes out and has a season high of 34. Just what did you see specifically about whether it was his matchup or just his? He seemed to be more aggressive headed toward the rim tonight.
Yeah, no, he was great attacking the basket, and I think he mixed in a couple threes. You know, we talked a little bit, I think, before the game. We had a really good practice, and Bled was maybe, the leader of the practice yesterday, just as far as his energy and pop. And so I just felt like he was good yesterday, and, could he carry it over tonight? And I thought he set the tone early. He was phenomenal.
As a coach, how proud are you, in a sense, to see how excited his teammates were for him? And the entire arena as well. Once it felt like it was his night, they kept feeding him. And then I think that 51 on that dunk, the entire place exploded.
Yeah.
How do you watch that?
No, I mean, it's the chemistry, the togetherness of the group. We see it every day. We see it, on the plane, in practice, whenever we gather. They enjoy each other. They're excited for each other. And so it's, it comes as no surprise, that they would be, supporting him and encouraging him. And, I think the last rebound was a kind of big deal for his teammates too, for him, I think, to get to the double-double. So, these nights, during a season, during a career, they stand out. So it was great to see Chris play the way he did.
I think the first half, you had a franchise record for points in the first half. Just how were you able to get off to that fast start, and just what explains how well y'all were shooting, how well you were scoring that early on?
Well, I think, it was the combination of us, particularly, Eric Bledsoe getting to the paint and really collapsing the defense. And then, we shot the ball well. I think, hopefully we were creating some open looks, but then we just felt like we were making everything. So we got to the paint quite a bit, and then we were also really shooting a high percentage from three. And you do that for 24 minutes at the pace we play, the numbers can start adding up.
After the tribute at the start of the game, a lot of the guys were playing with a heavy heart. How proud are you of the way that this team was able to play after everything that happened?
Yeah, no, it's certainly, I think, our team, just like all the teams across the league, our players, have had, a lot of emotions the last couple of days. And sometimes, it's therapeutic to go play and to do what they've been doing their whole lives, and maybe pay honor and tribute to, Kobe Bryant and his greatness with, playing basketball at a high level. And so, very proud of our guys.
We know how much you focus on the defense, so obviously never going to be happy on a night when you give up 131. But just with this game and how they continue to stay in it, just how big were those shots from Dante late, those back-to-back threes in the corner?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of just, like, felt like it finally sealed it, like it was over when he made those. So you're dying for that kind of clincher. And, it felt like it did. We actually got for sure on the one where Bled got the rebound and kind of pushed it into an early pick and roll. They were preceded by a stop, which we didn't get very many of. But, it was great to see him just kind of close it out. And I think the ball finding him and moving it, continuing to do that late was good.
behold our mortal enemy.
We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, Bradley Beal, he was the enemy tonight, 47, but usually you want to match it up. Your best player beats their best player. The Bucks' best player tonight was Chris Middleton. He had 51, 47 for Bradley Beal. The Bucks win by 20. It's a pretty easy scenario. I was no math major, and even I could figure that out. Come on back. We're going to hear from Chris Middleton. Also, take a look around the NBA scoreboard. This is the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. Still a little bit of time for you, too, at 799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Bucks beat the Wizards. We're back after this on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Plenty of time on the shot clock, just now under 10. Middleton, yes! Chris Middleton has a career-high 44.
Man, it's awesome to see Middleton play like this with Giannis out in a shootout like this. Middleton has been here from the start of the game till now. He's got to close this out.
That's Steve Novak and Jim Paschke on the call. Fox Sports Wisconsin, the audio. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I appreciate everybody listening. My name is Bill Schmidt. I appreciate everybody allowing me to be in this chair. 41 of the first 47 games under the tenure of myself as the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show host. The Milwaukee Bucks have won. This has over exceeded any of my wildest dreams as to what would have happened in this year. And for Chris Middleton, I think that's a different story. I think Chris Middleton, as you see great players and big-time players in pro basketball and pro sports across, great players believe they can go off for career nights at any point in time. Chris Middleton had one tonight, and he spoke with Zora Stevenson after the game with also maybe a couple of interruptions.
It's great, man. My teammates, man, they're special people. No other guys I'd rather play with in this league.
I know you don't like to talk about yourself, so this might be uncomfortable for you. But when you score 51 points, we have to talk about you. A career high. I know your routine today was probably the same as it always is, but when you got on that court, when did you realize this game was going to be out of the ordinary?
Probably in the second quarter. I hit a couple tough shots, tough threes that went in. And after that, my teammates just told me, keep shooting. Don't pass it. Keep doing your thing.
Your friend finished with 34 points. What is it with you and Eric Bledsoe always going off on the same night?
It's just we play off each other, man. He's such a great player, such a great defender. He does a lot of things that people don't realize for us. That's why I hope he'll be an all-star this year. I wish he got 40 with me. That would have been a special night, too.
It's been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
151-131, the final, as the Bucks beat the Washington Wizards tonight. 51 points, a career high from Chris Middleton. Also 34 to be pitched in from Eric Bledsoe, as well as he was a monster tonight early as well. And also, let's not forget the first 7 points scored by Ersan Ilyasova, as Urs starts tonight for Giannis, yeah, they played and won 151 to 131, and Giannis did not play. Actually, wasn't even really at the arena. A lot of people were tweeting at me wondering why I didn't see Giannis or why they didn't see Giannis earlier on the floor. I do not know. I did not see any reason as to why Giannis was not at the game, but he really apparently wasn't. So we'll try to find that out, but I didn't see him on the floor. I didn't see him by the bench, which
this guy
usually is a little bit different for games like tonight, but right shoulder soreness, the issue for Giannis in tonight's game. Injury report brought to you by Dan McCormick and the McCormick Law Office, your back injury and work injury attorneys. That, the injury report with Giannis missing just the game tonight, not expected to be an issue that should keep Giannis out on Friday as the Bucks welcome in the Denver Nuggets. Take a look around the scoreboard. Those Denver Nuggets is where we'll start as they took on the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant and his crew, 104-96 winners over Denver. Denver coming in 32-14 to that contest tonight. They will come into Fiserv Forum as the four seed in the Western Conference. Celtics get a big win in the Eastern Conference, 109-101 in Miami. It was 133-104. Bucks fans, check this one out. Phoenix beat Dallas. Yeah, so Phoenix doesn't just only upset the Milwaukee Bucks back in 2018-2019. They just dogged the Dallas Mavericks tonight. 21 points and 6 boards from Luka Doncic. Not enough as his team loses by 29 to Phoenix at home. Obviously, the Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers were postponed today. The Toronto Raptors beat the Atlanta Hawks 130-114. Pelicans 125. Cavaliers 111. 115-104, Philadelphia over Golden State, and the Hornets beat the Knicks 97-92. Guys, make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision. In as little as one day, your home can be as more energy efficient than ever before, even in the winter, because Pella Windows and Doors installs year-round. They don't just install, they do it all. They replace, they manufacture, they install all their windows, and then back them with better-than-bank financing and limited lifetime warranty. 9 different styles of Pella Windows and Doors to fit your particular taste, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, wood you want. You can have those opportunities and have those options. And also, if you replace now, you save with your choice of either 10-year, 2.99% APR financing, or no interest financing for 18 months on approved credit on qualifying installations at Pella Windows and Doors. Make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today by stopping into the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center out in Brookfield off of Blue Mound Road, or schedule a free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. My thanks to Sidney Moncrief for joining us tonight. My thanks to Mayor Mitch on the other side of the glass dealing with my nonsense and my off-timingness during the show, as I seemingly always run this show too late because I just cannot figure out the clock. For Mitch, for myself, for Chris Kovatovic, and the rest of our crew down at Fiserv Forum, Bucks win 151-131. We're back on Friday night after the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets, but keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.